This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We are 50 days till the start of the baseball season. Pitchers and catchers reporting next week. And let's see what's going on around the AL East. And we start in Toronto as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Former Orioles broadcaster, now with Blue Jays TV, Buck Martinez joins us. And Buck, always good talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. Let's start with the Anthony Santander signing. First, were you surprised the Orioles did not seem to make an effort to bring him back? And what do you think he brings to the Blue Jays?
Well, I was a little surprised that the Orioles didn't bring him back. But, five-year commitment, Orioles kind of had a history of not having too many long-term contracts like that, going back to the previous ownership. But Anthony brings a lot to the Blue Jays, exactly what they needed. They needed some more pop to complement Vladdy Guerrero, and obviously he had a career season last year. And he's in the prime of his career, and, I've known Anthony for a while, and I just know that he brings an awful lot to the table, and obviously he knows the division very well, so I think it's a real good addition to Blue Jays.
Certainly brings some pop to the lineup, Buck, but what about the leadoff spot? Are you expecting George Springer to lead off again, or could they go in a different direction at the top spot?
I think they might go in a different direction. It's, George is getting up there. He hasn't had a real good offensive production the last couple of years, but they don't have a lot of options. When you look at the guys that are slated to start, Will Wagner might be the most legitimate option, but he's just a rookie and hasn't had many at-bats. He's only got 49 days in the big leagues, and he's an on-base guy. He had a good debut with the Blue Jays last year, but as we speak right now, there aren't many options. Dalton Varsho is probably not going to be ready to start the season, having shoulder surgery in the offseason. So if Nathan Lucas starts in center field to begin the season, he's a good option too, because he is a guy that can really get on base a lot. But they don't have any real clear-cut obvious guys that just say, okay, this guy can be a rock-solid leadoff guy, at least not right now, the way the roster stands.
What is, I guess, the temperature of the fan base there? Obviously, this Vladdy thing, maybe it gets done, maybe it doesn't. It seems like, Bo Bichette's future might be elsewhere. They've made a calculated effort to get a lot of huge upgrades and have kind of now become synonymous with, finishing second for guys. Like, is there a sense that this thing is nearing transition?
I think there is. The fan base is not very happy, And it started last year with the Ohtani debacle, and, I think anybody that was really in tune with baseball, when you have an opportunity like Ohtani had, he's from Japan, he played on the West Coast of the Angels, the Dodgers are a world-famous team, and the money was equal. And L.A. is a lot closer to Japan than Toronto, so there wasn't an awful lot of speculation that he was really going to end up in Toronto. But I think their offer was legit. I just think that free agents, you know, you get one kick at the can generally when you're a free agent, and you're going to pick the best situation for yourself as an individual and your family.
We're talking with Buck Martinez. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. The Orioles signed a 40-year-old pitcher in Charlie Morton. The Blue Jays did the same recently, bringing in Max Scherzer. What are your expectations for Max Scherzer at 40 years old with the Blue Jays?
Well, if Max can make 20 starts for the Blue Jays, it'll be a hell of an addition to this roster. Obviously, we know he's been injured the last couple of years, but when he's healthy, he's one of the best pitchers that has pitched in the last 25 seasons. He's a wonderful teammate. He's one of my go-to guys when I want to have questions about pitching. Verlander, Scherzer, Gerrit Cole, those are the guys I really reach out to and then discuss pitching because they understand what it is to compete. And Max is a terrific guy, and he's had a hell of a career. We just hope he's healthy. But I know for a fact that he will add a lot to this team. Being on the roster, being in the rotation, and just he's a little bit like that era of pitching in Atlanta when they had Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin, where he just oozes baseball knowledge, and I think anybody that's around him is going to pick up on that.
Buck, sticking with the starting rotation, are you buying Bowden Francis entering the season after his strong finish to last year?
There's no reason not to. You know, he's 28 years old. It's not like he's a kid that just all of a sudden found something. He knows how to pitch. You know, he had two or three games where he took no hitters late into the game, and he's not overpowering, but he can pitch. He added a two-seam fastball that really complemented his breaking balls. He's always had a good curveball, but he threw more sliders at the end than he did curveballs. And I like him. I think he's a very serious guy. You know, he started out with Milwaukee. He signed with them in 2017. But I think he can replicate what he did last year. I don't think I expect him to be a Cy Young Award winner, but I think he can be a real solid two or three in the Blue Jays rotation.
So as you kind of look out at the division as it stands right now, what are your impressions of the Orioles? I mean, around here, a lot of people, frankly, thought they would do more than check a couple boxes, like, you know, platoon outfielder, check, backup catcher, check, you know, a whole bunch of mid-rotation starters, check, but not a whole lot added to their young core. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, and Charlie Morton, just like Max Scherzer, he brings an awful lot to the team. And when these guys pick these two respective teams, it shows you what they think of those teams. So they both think that the Blue Jays have an upside in the Scherzer case, and Morton obviously thinks that the Orioles have an upside in his signing. So they bring a lot to the table. Tyler O'Neill, of course, had a bang-up season in Boston, and I just think the division overall, there was so much activity in this division, it's unbelievable when you look at what the Red Sox have done, what the Yankees have done. Tampa Bay just flies under the radar every year and ends up in a contending situation year after year. But I think the Orioles expect Abbey to bounce back and have a better season next year than this year than he did last year. Gunnar Henderson is just a terrific player. I think Jackson Holliday is going to get back to where we thought he would be when he first came up. And I just think that that core is really good. And now you've complemented with the power of Sanchez and the power of O'Neill, the versatility of Nick Gordon. You know, I tell you one guy that if I were you, I'd keep my eye on. And I know it's a very, very under-the-radar sign, but I love Dylan Carlson. I think Dylan Carlson is a real sleeper. He's a guy that switch hits. He can play all three outfield positions, and I just think he needs a fresh start. He went sour. Things went sour for him in St. Louis. He didn't get much of a chance in Tampa Bay. He was hurt a little bit. But I think this is a very interesting guy. He's in the prime of his career, a switch hitter that can play in the outfield. And keep your eye on him during the spring. I think he's going to be interesting.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Buck, let's finish with a couple of the guys that are the faces of this team the last few years, and that's Bo Bichette and Vlad Guerrero. Are you confident they'll get an extension done with Guerrero? And what about the future for Bichette? Any surprise that they haven't traded him at some point?
Yeah, I'm not surprised they haven't traded him because they would be trading Bo. Bo, he will turn 27 in March. He's, he was on his way to lead the league in hits three straight years, 2 years ago when he hurt his knee. And last year he had calf injuries twice that set him on the injured list. Bo's at a point now, like I say, he's in the prime of his career. I expect him to be the former Bo Bichette than what we saw last year. And, long term, I don't know what the Blue Jays have in mind for him long term, but I expect him to get back to that all-star caliber player we saw a couple of years ago. And as far as Vladdy goes, man, oh, man, you get this close to free agency, it's hard to sign. And when you see the Soto contract at $765, and we all thought Soto was crazy when he turned down $440 from the Nationals a couple of years ago, and it looks like he knew exactly what he was doing. But the price of these premier players is going up and up and up. But the one thing that's a little bit concerning if I was Vlady Guerrero's representative is the price of first baseman has gone down. Even with Pete Alonso still out there on the market, he's been one of the premier home run hitters in the last couple of years. But I think they're looking at more athletic, more versatile players, more all-around players than they are just sluggers anymore. But Vlad is a former Gold Glove winner at first base. He has grown up into a leader role. And if I were the Blue Jays, I would sign him right now for 10 years and make sure he never plays in anybody else's uniform.
Buck Martinez, always great talking to you, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Baseball will be here before we know it.
You betcha. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Well, Friday we'll do our best bets for Super Bowl 59, but coming up next, we'll get into some of the sucker bets out there, the crazy prop bets that you actually can bet on. That's next on The Fan.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.